Welcome to the Hard On Podcast, the podcast that's not a link, but how you use it. I'm Sean Barnes here with Jay Leonard. How you doing?
How are you, girl?
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey. Easy, girl.
Listen. I know we try not to do this.
Just stop the presses.
But it's fucking cold outside.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It happened quick, man.
It was like, seriously, like, snap your fingers.
Snap your fingers, snap your neck. Yeah, I know. It happened. Some say too soon. Some say not soon enough.
I can't stand, like, okay, the only thing more annoying than the people that are like, oh, can you believe how cold it is? Are the people that are like, you live in New York, you should be expecting this.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you don't have to be a dick because they said something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't give you license to be an asshole just because somebody said something annoying.
Yeah, no, I know. I know.
But whatever, what are you going to do?
I do kind of get annoyed with all the weather alerts that pop up now. Like, yesterday, we got some snow. And some people got, like, some significant snow.
Sure.
You know, like, way up north and shit. There were, like, you know, 5-6 inches of snow. But, like, for most of civilization where the people actually live, I think the average is about 2 inches.
Yeah. I don't even, we got that here. We got, like, an
definitely
inch.
Definitely not. Yeah, if that. Yeah. My phone blew up, I would say, 3 to 5 times yesterday with the weather alerts.
Really?
I was watching TV, and the red bar came across with the loud, you know, the National Weather Service alert.
Meh.
Yeah. Now, look, guys, I get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. But in that case, I will be that asshole and go, like, you live in New York. Like, we got to be okay with getting a little bit of snow, right? We got to be okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Two-hour delay today at school.
There was a two-hour delay.
Yep.
And I was okay with the two-hour delay.
Well,
we're
both on the receiving, like, we're both on the good side of the two-hour delay, you know? Like, it works for us. We have skin in the game, you know? Like, when there's a two-hour delay, I go to work late. I just take the kid to school. It's all good. It's like, I get a two-hour delay. It's kind of nice, you know? Mm-hmm. I look forward to a two-hour delay.
Right.
But it really bones some people pretty hard.
Well, the reason I was going to say that I was okay with the two-hour delay, because even I left a little later for work, because Kieran, being a teacher, had a two-hour delay.
Yep.
So I left a little later for work, and when I did that, I fucking slid all the way through an intersection. Like, all the way through.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a car coming, there would have been problems.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
like, death problems?
No, nobody would have died.
Oh.
But, yeah, it was on Locust. For all those listeners at home that know.
For all our locals.
Yeah, know all the Amsterdam streets.
Yeah. Hey, so listen, you're back.
Oh, yeah.
You went on an adventure.
I did.
We haven't podcasted in a while.
Yeah, you, it's been a couple weeks. I went halfway across the country, just about.
Just about the halfway mark.
Just about the fucking halfway mark.
The hard way.
Yep.
Well, I would say a Greyhound bus would be the hard way, but walking would suck. But
train would have sucked. Trains are cool, but it would have taken forever.
Yeah.
Because of layovers and
I like
shit.
A good long train ride, though.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I do. I like it. I like to have no other choice than to focus and be able to get, like, work done.
Mm.
You know, you're not going anywhere. What are you going to do? I guess you can get hammered in the dining cart, which is an option.
That's always an option.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's nothing more heartbreaking when they come on and they're like, attention passengers, there will be no cafe car on this train this afternoon. Fuck.
Yeah, what?
You mean I should have bought my booze in the train station,
what
is what you're saying.
Barbarian shit is this? You have the cars. I see them.
They're there.
What do you mean you didn't stock it? That sounds like a you problem.
I guarantee there's one beer on this train.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're that guy. I can smell it.
No, I drove to fucking St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
From St. New York. Lou. From good old upstate New York to St. Louis. And you know what? I'm glad I did, because I had a great time. And at the time, like, the week before, you and I were talking about this, and I'm like, listen, I know, like, a week after this thing, I'm going to be like, hey, that was great. I'm glad I did that.
Mm-hmm.
However, the anticipation of it was fucking miserable. Like, I was like, oh my God, man. Like, I'm looking forward to this trip, but I am not looking forward to this drive.
Yeah.
At all. And I went with two of my best friends, you know, and like, it was still like, this is going to be a long couple of days. So I picked up a rental car. Well, I will say this. I wanted to fly. That I'm just going to leave it at that. They know what's up. I wanted to fly. So I was like, well, I don't want to, if we're driving, I don't want to drive my car. I think that's a reasonable request.
Smart.
So I rented a car, picked it up. I couldn't pick it up until 7:30 in the morning on Friday. So this was a weekend trip. This was a leave Friday, back Monday trip, which seems like, I mean, that's a lot of driving for really only one day away. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, really? Yeah.
Hey, well, you know, they say the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Life's a journey.
Not a destination.
Right.
Steven Tyler.
I hate when they say that with, like...
Poet Laureate.
There was a slogan when
dude
I was...
Looks like a lady.
Uh-huh.
Loving dude, an elevator.
Living it up. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I also have this cold.
Sounds great.
That I got.
You brought back from the Midwest.
Yeah, I brought a Midwestern cold back to the East Coast.
Some people die, Sean.
Yeah, yeah. You ever play Oregon Trail?
Yeah.
That's what happens. You get to the arch, you're fucking dead.
Yeah.
So we picked up the rental car and picked it up at 7:30 in the morning, drove down to pick my boys up downstate, which added 2 hours to my trip. picked them up. We were on the road by, what was it? A little before 11. It was like 10:30 when we were on the road. And we were on our way and we hadn't booked hotels yet. We were like, we'll figure it out. We're gonna figure this out. You know, fuck it. I mean, there are big enough cities along the way that we can find a hotel room. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so we're driving along and we're like, originally we were thinking, oh, we can stop in Columbus for the night. We can stop in Indianapolis for the night if we want to go a little bit further. I mean, let's not drive all the way to St. Louis. That'd be fucking miserable. Let's not go straight through. Well, we fucking decided to go straight through. Like, we drove fucking all out. We got to St. Louis at 3 a.m. Central Time. So 4 a.m. East Coast time.
After leaving at 7:30.
Me leaving at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I drove from here to Indianapolis. And my friend Ricky drove the rest of the way.
It's a good run.
Yeah. I didn't know I had it in me.
Well, you better get used to it.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get back to that.
We'll get to that. Dude. But you know what? I'm totally glad that we did that, though, because, like, Saturday morning would have sucked. Say we stopped in Indianapolis,
yeah.
And then we're like, oh, by the way, you still have to drive 5 hours to St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah,
get a hotel room and then absolutely. Fucking go to a concert. The concert didn't start until 11:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they did two shows that night. So we had to go to, we went to the second show. And, yeah, dude.
That's
a whirlwind of a weekend.
It's not great.
Wind. Like I can't even talk about like shit along the way. Like we literally didn't stop anywhere.
You didn't see anything.
You know what I mean?
You didn't,
nothing.
That's what I advised against. I told you.
I said, you did.
Take your time, enjoy your weekend, make it all about the trip.
That's the thing. I mean, we had a good time in St. Louis.
We're just gonna go. Fucking St. Louis.
Yeah, but once we got to St. Louis, we had a good time. Went to the Arch.
Yeah.
Went to Anheuser-Busch.
Uh-huh.
Had a fucking Budweiser at Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah, still garbage, right?
So that was actually, it was pretty good. I'm sure it was just sort of like the atmosphere, and you're like, convince yourself that it's better.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, it was actually pretty fucking good.
Yeah.
Got sick, so that was cool.
Yeah. That actually just made me gag a little bit. The sound of you pulling it up and then swallowing it again.
There was nothing I could do. What did you want me to do?
Nothing. No. You did the right thing.
I feel sorry for the listeners.
No, you did the right thing. It's just, yeah, I felt it right in my sternum.
Yeah.
Christ.
We drove through. We went around Pittsburgh. We went around fucking Cleveland. We went through Akron, fucking through Columbus. Through Indianapolis, through to fucking St. Louis, man.
So what was the first point in this trip where it started feeling like a labor? Where were you?
Where were we?
Yeah.
Ohio.
And then it hits you that you're not close yet?
Dude, it hit a point where I was like, like you start convincing yourself of certain things that aren't, you compare how long you're going to be on the road to things you do in your everyday life.
Just, it's just like here to lunchtime and then we'll be in this state. If right. I just, in the amount of time it takes me to do.
Yeah, but we had so far to go.
Yeah.
We were in Ohio and I remember saying, okay, 1 8-hour shift at work and we'll be there. That's what I was telling myself. Like, oh, just 1 8-hour work shift and I'll be there. I'll be there already. Dude, you can't.
It's torture.
It's torturous. Yeah. Like, did you, when you were traveling a lot, did you, like, how, you didn't have to go a stretch that long ever, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, my God. Yeah. One time.
Oh, I guess out west, there are definitely cities where they're far apart.
Dude, this one time in the Midwest, we did something like that. And I remember we got at the venue and it was like 3 hours later, it was go time. And it was just, it was misery. It was misery because you can't, I couldn't sleep, mm-hmm. you know, and just to, and then like to get there, I couldn't sleep at night. And then to get there and you're like right into it. And it was just, I remember that one in particular, like looking at my boss and being like, there's no way that any of us are functioning today. Like we're all going to die. And she was like, no, you'll be all right. Just
do you know what cities they were?
The land, I remember the landing zone, the landing, the city where we stopped was Green Bay, but I don't remember where we came from. But it was a run. It was a, one time we left San Diego. I had a cold. I remember getting a crazy cold, and the next show was in Pittsburgh. And I
what?
Yeah, yeah. And just drinking NyQuil. What
the hell kind of show goes from San Diego to Pittsburgh?
Some of these people that plan these things are out of their goddamn minds. Sure. And it's just torture. But I mean, you know, it was fine. I mean, we were in a bus and the guy drove and stuff, but it was weird for me because I was just constantly, it was sick. And I was so sick that I started like, you know, when like you're asleep and then you sort of wake up because your mouth is really dry and you're like, right. and you go back into it. So it's like this weird fevery, like
in and out
wave. Yeah. But when I came out of it, like 3 days later and I felt okay, we had just gotten to where we were going. So it was like
Pittsburgh.
I was sick across the country.
Right. You went through pretty much every state between San Diego. Yeah. We're looking at our beautiful world, our United States map that we have on the wall here.
Yeah.
We'll get to that later. From fucking San Diego to Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. I was sick the whole time. And it was just, that wave, that fever dreamy wave.
Yeah.
I remember watching like on HBO in the back, it was Dave Chappelle's Killing Him Softly.
Mm.
And it was one of those things where like it would play and then I'd fall asleep and I'd wake up like 4 hours later when it was playing in the West. And I'd be like, what's happened? I don't know. And I'd go down again and come back out and shit. Super weird. To this day, kind of when I see that, I'm like, I still have that sort of PTSD.
Yeah. Oh, that's fucking funny.
Yeah. But yeah, I feel your pain. This thing also happens to me every time I have to do something and it's really like an arduous labor and it's a painful thing or it's, you know, work stuff or anything that's really big. I sort of get like sweaty and I feel like I'm coming out of my skin. Like I feel like, oh shit. And I just, it's almost like it's not a panic, but it's sort of like, it feels like cramming for a test the night before the test. Like you start doing math in your head and going like, oh my God, okay, if
this many hours,
I'm going to get 4 hours of sleep. And then if I just do this, then, oh no, I'll just stay awake. And what am I going to like that sort of feeling? But that happens to me when I'm in the middle of a giant project or, you know, you have to get this done. I just get like hot and tired. And that's the worst. So I commiserate with what you're saying.
Yeah. But you know what though? Fucking Saturday morning. Well, I shouldn't say Saturday morning. We woke up at noon the next day. But like, we were like, hey, it was nice not having to fucking drive anywhere today.
Yeah, you were there.
We were there. Concert was fucking baller. Like, it was a great concert.
You got to do it. I'm happy you did it. Good for you.
Well, yeah, because this kind of happened last year, and I was, and you were really trying to talk me into going, because last year it seemed like it was going to be the one and only time that, the band is Ludo, for anybody who's not, I'm sure most people don't know what I'm talking about, band is Ludo, and there's this band that my friends and I have loved for years.
Ludo and, Chris.
Yeah. And, like, they stopped touring a long time ago, and we were like, shit, we'll never get to see him again. And then last year they did I think they did a couple nights of shows or two shows. I can't remember. But either way, I wasn't able to go. And I was like, shit, this is going to be like the one time that I get to figure out like to go see them and stuff. And I blew it and I wasn't able to go. And then this year they put tickets out like I think in July for this concert. And we were like, we're going. Like
my man jumped right on it.
Yeah, I was like, and I remember how excited you were for me. And I appreciated that. And you were like, good, you're going.
Yeah.
Because like...
You got to do that shit, man.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely glad we did.
Well,
and
you can.
And if they do it again next year, I might do it again.
This might be your thing to fly next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And yeah, but I'm a little disappointed. I was just
because you all made it, unlike Oregon Trail.
Yeah, you assume I thought one somebody would get like dysentery. Yellow fever. Yeah, diphtheria.
Yeah, snake bite.
Ryan died of religious differences.
Sorry, Ricky, you rolled a two. I don't know what to. It's
sorry, man. All right, well, let's caulk the boat, caulk the wagon, and cross this river.
I'm not going to let that religious differences joke go by. That was solid. Oh, good job.
Thanks.
Good job.
So, like, they did three concerts, and we only went to one because we fucking drove like assholes. And they had a whole separate shop set up for merch, dude.
Yeah.
And I fucking, like... was so amped up for the show and hanging out and stuff. I forgot to go to the fucking merch table. I
can't believe it.
Like an asshole because I wanted to get a poster and I fucked up.
I really can't believe you did.
I 100% that. Fucked up, man. Like because they had themes for the shows. Like there was like the first night was Halloween themed and the second night was a senior prom, like an 80s prom night. And then during that show, Dracula comes and captures two of the people at the prom. And then the late show was at Dracula's castle, was like the theme of that show. And Batman comes to fucking beat the shit out of Dracula and save the people. It was like this whole fucking thing. And it was all like, I'm telling you, check out Ludo. They're not making new music right now, but you can definitely appreciate the shit they have out there if you're into that. So you should definitely check them out.
Cool.
That'll be my piece. I'm not going to get all preachy about it. But
all right, man.
I think people.
Well, you obviously feel strongly enough where you drove halfway across.
I drove halfway across the country to see a band that I hadn't seen in 10 years.
Yeah.
So.
Good for you.
Good for me.
What was the hotel room situation?
Hotel room situation? We stayed at Holiday Inns.
Yeah. What was the room situation?
One room.
Oh. Yep, can't do it.
One room with a cot.
Nope.
So everybody did have their own bed.
Can't do it.
No. And then we had a suite the second the on the way back though. We did stay in Pennsylvania on the way back.
Where in PA?
Straight through. Where?
Yeah.
Clearfield.
Okay. But give me like a. Give me a
Du Bois.
Just Sean, DuBois, and DuBois?
Sean and DuBois. I'm pretty sure I was. We were nearly propositioned at a McDonald's, though.
Nice,
very nice. It was midnight. It was like 11:30 at night, and we go to McDonald's. He ordered all the bullshit, like you know that feeling where you're like, I haven't eaten at all today. I seriously had like a Coke Zero and like a bag of jerky.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I had. I think like a cheese stick. That's what I had eaten that day.
Yeah.
And we go to McDonald's. We got like 320 pieces, fucking 5 McChickens, like fucking quarter pounders, and like you know what I mean, like all the shit. And
that's then how you got sick. Like,
that's probably because
these dudes were just spitting in your food. What kind of asshole would show up here at our establishment and order all this goddamn food at midnight? There's no way. And they were just lining up, just
yeah,
yeah,
like. We went in there and we're like,
I think Paul is sick. Get Paul in here.
It was a relatively new McDonald's, so don't trust a new McDonald's. Just because they put some money into their McDonald's facade doesn't mean that it's a solid place to eat for you to be spending your time or money.
Still McDonald's.
Like we walked in there, and then this woman walks in behind this man, and man, she had seen some better days.
Yeah,
and
as they say, ridden. Hard and put away wet.
Yeah, rode hard and put away wet.
Yeah.
She had all of her possessions with her, I believe.
Okay.
She didn't seem like homeless, but she's had like a lot of shit with her. Okay. You know, and I don't wanna
you mean like in one bag?
Yeah. It just seemed like she had a bunch of stuff
okay.
with her. And, you know, and like she she came up to me. She saw my tattoos on my arm. And she's like, oh, it's a sweet tattoo. She fucking reaches for my arm, like pulls my sleeve up. And I'm like, hey, what's up? She's like, oh, I just really like your tattoos. She's like, I want to get more tattoos. I like tattoos. They're really great. She's talking about how she wants to get this big ass like neck tattoo and shit. She's telling me all about it.
Making good decisions, touching strangers at McDonald's and getting neck tattoos.
This woman was like, she was in her like her 60s. Probably some mental illness going on.
Mentally ill, yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to belittle this woman here. I'm just saying.
She's never going to hear this.
I'm just saying.
It's okay. You can belittle her.
Mental illness is a serious issue in this country, and we need to. That being said, this woman terrified me. she went into the bathroom. I can only assume to ready herself. And our food came out, and we were like, guys, we got to fucking bounce. Like, we got the fuck out of there.
Ready herself as in, like, the Hoover's bath?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. She's like, mama's going to fucking get
clean
paid.
Up. Oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Hey.
Oldest profession.
Hey, it's still around for a reason.
Sure is. Supply and demand.
But then stayed at a very nice Holiday Inn Express and then got on the road and came the fuck home. Pennsylvania's a boring-ass state. I can recommend not driving through it if you can avoid it. That's about it.
As I've gotten older, I have no tolerance now for hotel room stuff. Like when I was a kid and shit. I mean, I traveled a ton, and there were time stretches when I traveled, especially early on, where I was like, I would crash on the floor. I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care how many people were in a room.
Who gives a shit?
It didn't matter.
At that point in your life.
Right? Yeah.
I'm just happy to be here.
But now, like, I'm at a point where even when we're on vacation, I'm like, all right, here's how this is going to work. I'm going to get my own room, and you two can get your, like, I just want to be alone. I just like my space, and I don't like sharing it. Well, I mean, I'm joking about the family, but like, but when it comes to other stuff, you know, Chris and I were talking about going away and stuff like that, but I'm just, you know, listen.
So if you and I had to do some traveling,
yeah,
separate rooms, is what you're saying.
I mean, in the best case scenario.
The best case scenario.
Might be worth it for me to pay for my own room. Yeah.
But we'll get to that later.
We will get to that later.
Man, really fucking
building, shit. Edging, they call it.
Yeah.
Anticipation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't think I've ever commented on a Facebook post. Maybe one.
I would agree with that. Yeah. I can't think of a single time I've seen you.
Yeah,
unless it's like in a group thing.
Yeah. But like from my personal.
But as far as like a friend posts something,
I don't. Yeah, and yeah. I take great pains. Yeah, I mean, I don't post on purpose, and sometimes it's not easy.
I remember when you weren't on Facebook when I first met you. You reluctantly joined.
Yeah,
and you were like, "Well, Messenger's convenient, so here we are."
Messenger's convenient. I don't do it. And I just, I don't know, whatever. So, in fact, I don't often dick around on Facebook. Very occasionally. I think I've probably said that here on every episode. I'm like, I'm never on Facebook, but apparently I'm always on Facebook. But yesterday I saw you pop up on a post.
I know.
And I was so close to replying that I had to put my phone down and walk around. I had to get up and I walked. I walked around my house.
I'm really concerned because I came down. About.
It wasn't against you. It was I was on board with you. It was a post about solar panels in a podunk hillbilly town in upstate New York, and some rag of a paper that I mean. I don't even understand how this qualifies as journalism.
Right.
Basically,
I'd forgotten all about it. It was literally like a 30-second thing, and then I'd forgotten all about it until you just mentioned it.
Basically, this article was like, hey, there are solar panels some places, and do you think they're eyesores or no?
And literally everybody.
And literally everybody was like, eyesores, you should be able to do what you want to do with your land.
Yeah. This is upstate New York. We like our land.
I think
is what some person said.
Yeah, yeah.
We like our land.
Yeah. Yeah. Eyesores.
It's too beautiful here.
I was so angry. Mm-hmm. I saw your comment pop up first. And your comment made the most sense. It was the most measured way to handle that. And it was simply, I bet people thought that utility poles were eyesores when they first were installed too, or whatever. I saw that before I saw everything else.
Uh-huh.
And then I read the 45-word idiot right. article.
Yeah.
And then I saw the 1,000 replies from the masses going like, dude, I was so fucking angry. I was so angry. I had to get up and walk around because I felt that was the first time I felt
I feel
the
responsible
pull.
Now for you being that upset.
No, it wasn't you.
Because you would have completely looked over that if I didn't.
You're the voice of reason.
Yeah, I'm sure. Did anybody comment on my shit? I didn't even look at it, dude. I posted it and forgot all about it.
Not at the time I looked.
That's hilarious.
No. Yeah.
You know what? You validated me. Thank you. You gave me validation. Oh, and you gave me.
There were a few people in there that were on the side of
reason.
Sure. I just don't understand.
But there was like 95%. It was like everybody else was just.
What kind of person just says, I value. My values are more important than trying to do something good for the planet. I just like it. I like the way it looks better.
That's literally what it is.
Yeah.
It's literally people saying like, oh, it's just, why do we want to put, they look awful.
Yeah.
They just look awful.
Don't like the way it looks. So I don't want to do that.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah. I think like diabetics don't like the way insulin ports look on their bodies. But they do it because that fixes them. They have to do that, right?
And like people's reasoning was bad. Like it's not even like we're getting the power. A lot of these are privately owned. But it's like,
dude, yeah. Who are you?
Who gives a fuck?
And also, who are you? I read one of those. It was like, well, the thing is that these blah 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 blah. But again, who are you? Where do you get your crazy ass information?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're just another Facebook Denison out here yelling into the void of like-minded people to hear that your opinion is validated.
And these are the same people that are typically of the opinion of, I should be able to do on my land what I see fit.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, well, that's what people are doing. That's literally what people are doing. And now you have a problem with it because you don't like how it looks.
That's so crazy.
It drives me insane.
It drives me insane because they don't have the foresight to realize that they are wrong and that they're on the wrong side of history.
Sure.
And that
you said it.
It's just, I mean,
wrong side of history.
But why would you your lawn is more important. Most of these people I'm sure have children and you know, grandchildren and great grandchildren, because you know up there they have them young. Like you're not
45 year olds, great grandchildren.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have any foresight. You're not thinking about what's ahead.
Right.
It's just but this is my lawn, and if I want to put cars on it, then I fucking will. Like it's so gross. So anyway, yes, I almost broke my vow.
Wow.
It was tough, dude.
I didn't know I had that power.
Oh, it was
to
tough.
Get you to break your
No,
vows.
You did well. You kept me.
All right. So I kept you in check.
Celibate. Facebook celibate.
Oh, Sean said what I wanted to say. So okay, good.
It way, way more efficiently and calmly and eloquently than, you know.
Wow, I didn't know anybody would ever compliment my Facebook banter, so I appreciate that.
Thanks for jumping on the grenade.
I'll take this one, guys. Guys, I got this. You got a racist uncle? You let me know. You point me in his direction.
What'd that queer say about utility poles?
What'd that queer say about utility poles giving him boners? What? Yeah, getting all turned on when he sees a utility pole. What? You know how when you go out to the road and you walk by the telephone pole and you get a feeling in your pants.
Yeah, it gets a little tight.
And he was talking about that shit, wasn't he?
I seen it.
He was talking about it. Nobody was talking about it.
Sometimes.
No, you know how it is.
Sometimes there's a man's up on that pole and he's working the line. He's got maybe one of those little blue telephones hanging off his belt. You know, like queer was talking about them mans working real hard, sweating in the sun, reaching for that blue telephone.
You ever see a man go up and down in a cherry picker? Ooh. Ooh. Just goes up and down.
It comes right back down.
Up and down.
Goes right
what
back
I like
up.
To do is when they're doing work on my street, is I walk out there and I say, hey, what y'all doing? And he doesn't hear me, so he has to come down.
Yeah.
And I say, hey, I was just wondering what y'all was doing. Yeah. And they say, oh, well, we were just doing some work on the line. So they're like, oh, okay, thank you, sir. And he goes back up. And then I go, how long do you think you're going to be? Oh, he doesn't hear me, though, so he has to come back down. Yeah. And I'm like, I was just wondering how long y'all were going to be. And he has to go back up.
Yeah.
Again. I'm like, hey, would you like maybe a first glass of lemonade? You know, well, excuse me, sir. And I'm like, would you like a half ice? I'll mumble on purpose. So it's got to come back.
He's going to come back down.
And he says, not right now, but thank you very much. And that makes me happy because that means he's going to come back down a little later. And I'm going to give him something to drink.
Because I know it's like 9 to 5 degrees out here today.
Something to wet his beak, you know.
I mean, I'm not mad at Smoltry just thinking about it right now.
That was literally a reply underneath yours. It was like,
yeah,
45 pages of dialogue. Some dude named Daryl.
Fucking Daryl. I don't like Daryl's got a Y at his name. What kind of queer name is that?
Yeah. No, honey. He ain't queer. His parents just couldn't read.
Oh, all right. That's all right then.
All right.
That's all right.
As long as they didn't talk about it.
As long as he wasn't the big city Daryl with a Y, then that's a problem.
You never see that anymore. Like, you remember on
Daryl's
TV
with
shows?
A Y?
No. TV shows like in the 90s and shit. In the 80s and 90s, there was always a simple man who couldn't read, and then they'd always like figure it out and like help that person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if they would figure it out, like, yeah, exactly like that. Like, he would have to sign something, and he'd get all uncomfortable and be like, I just
sign with an X.
I just over here. I don't know.
Joseph, can you? You can't read, can you?
I can read, damn it!
Everybody was upset, really upset about Joseph can't read.
Well, we really want Joseph to be in our Christmas play this year. I gave him a script, and he just cried and left.
I tried to memorize the lines. I had my sister read it to me.
That's always how they would have to do it.
I just got by in school.
People just didn't care back then.
I was on the football team.
I wonder if I know anybody that's functionally illiterate, personally.
Right.
I don't think so. I think that's all gone.
I don't know, man.
Hooked on Phonics might have fixed that.
Might have really
yeah.
done it.
We fixed the ozone layer and illiteracy all in the mid-90s.
Your generation really had its shit
together. The early to mid-90s, we fixed it all.
I mean, Crystal Pepsi was a thing.
All right, but, you know, you make some missteps, but at the end of the day.
Sure.
You know, you fix the hole in the ozone layer and.
Hooked on Phonics worked for me.
Worldwide illiteracy. The man and. The dog. That was how the commercial started. Uh-huh. It was just like this dude, this adult, trying to read with his finger on it, you know? And the little kid was looking at him like, terrified. Like,
who is this man?
This person is in charge of keeping me alive. And here he is, my sad excuse for a father. The man. Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah.
Oh. That's good.
I wonder if we fix that.
Oh.
There might have been some sort of weird feedback for y'all. Yeah, but I might, if there wasn't, ignore what I'm saying now.
Static.
But if there was, I think I fixed it.
I'll clean it up, baby. Fix it in post, as they say.
Fix it in post.
Oh, there it is again. Yeah, I'm in post. But
yeah, man.
Knows that.
Yeah. In case anybody's wondering, Middletown, the movie, premieres in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks. 12
when
days
this comes
from
out,
today.
It'll still be less than 2 weeks.
12 days from today. Yeah, it won't be more than 2 weeks.
It definitely won't be more than 2 weeks. Fuck you.
It could be less than 1 week, I guess.
It could be. I guess that's what I was really getting at.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I'm starting to get a little...
Dude, you were piecing some of it together when I came in here, and you weren't even piecing it together. You're done, man.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not done, but you know what I mean? Like... Shit looks great.
Yeah, it's okay.
It looks great.
I'm just so far from it. I sent Derek a remix of a song that I just made like a last minute change on, and I'm like, dude, I don't even know what this sounds like anymore. I'm like, I'm so close to it. This could be awful. Mm-hmm. Like, I have no idea. And he came back. He's like, no, it's good. No, just keep it. But that's how close I am. Like, I can't.
You don't see anything
anymore. I don't see anything. I don't hear anything.
Dude,
I don't
fucking
know.
Turned that chair and it scared the shit out of me. Like, yeah, there's this fucking like computer chair next to you, and you just turned it, and I was just like, what the fuck is that chair doing?
Yeah, just joining the podcast. I think it's the shitty wire for the head. I doubt that anyone's even gonna be able to hear it. I think it's just our headphones.
It's probably just our headphones.
Yeah,
if I can only hear in one ear, it drives me fucking nuts though.
Oh, you can only hear in one ear?
Yeah.
Oh, you
that's
got
what
a little,
I was
little loosey-loosey. Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that. I thought it was the fuzz. Anyway.
No, the fuzz isn't bothering me.
Tech Talk.
No. Fuck the fuzz.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Did you see Wheel of Fortune? No, fucking Wheel of Fortune. The good one. Jeopardy. Did you see what happened on Jeopardy last night?
I did see what happened.
Man.
Yeah. I almost fucking teared up.
Did you?
Yeah.
Watching Alex crack?
Yeah. Dude, man. Cracked. I know. Like, the dude's a national treasure. He's Canadian. He's Canadian. A national treasure.
There's a lot of Canadian national treasures.
Sure. Can you bring that up? You want to bring it up?
Sure.
Make everybody else cry? If I had to fucking cry listening to it, y'all have to cry.
All right. We can do
that. Man, I got this St. Louis cough.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Right, let's see. Alex Trebek chokes up on Jeopardy.
You know, it's a tournament of champions.
Here's the thing, though. They always do this.
What?
Oh, here it is. No, it's just a bullshit ET. They always do this where it's like...
Oh, they don't show you the actual clip.
Ah, see, I hate that.
Yeah, no, just show me the clip.
I know, I just want the clip. I just want the...
Find a Twitter link. Twitter's usually a good go-to for that.
I want the clip. Because everybody has to put their little bullshit...
That's literally what we're doing right now. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, you're right.
We won't pretend that it is something it's not.
Let's take a look at your response. Did you come up with the right one? No? What is "We love you"? That's very kind of you. Thank you. Costs you $19.95. Oh, you're left with $5. Okay.
Got choked up.
You got choked up. Our boy got choked up.
Dude. Well,
he's having a tough run of it.
Yeah. His cancer came back.
Yep. Not,
he's going back into treatment.
Yeah. He's 75, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard, dude. But you know what? He's had a hell of a run.
Sure.
Canadian National Treasure. Can-Am. Let's call him the Can-Am National sure. Treasure.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Did you know that he bought 65, 4, 60-something acres? It could have been 96 acres. There's a 6 in there somewhere.
Sure.
In Malibu. And he donated it to the California Conservation something.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, not recently. He wasn't like, oh, I'm on my way out. Like, he did a long time ago. You know? That's how you do it. That's how you do it.
It's fucking killer.
That's how you spend money. And at the same time, Pat Money Sajak went down because he had a block in his intestines. So
really? That happened?
The game show world has been... Yeah. Fana had to host. I don't watch this shit because...
Did she really?
Yeah. It always reminds me of
that's
this.
That's got to have been fucking weird.
I didn't even know she could talk.
I was going to say, she's like, I've been doing this job for fucking 35 years.
Yeah.
And no one's ever asked me to talk before. Yeah. Except for the little shit at the end. There we go. Oh, the holidays are coming. Oh, I know, man. Isn't it incredible? Oh, I can't believe it. Bye, everybody. Like, that's all she has to do every week.
First off, Pat Sajak is also almost 80 years old.
And the dude's miserable.
But he looks exactly the same.
As he did 20 years ago.
It's 30 years ago. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. His hair is a little bit different color, but it's not all the way white. It's like that weird blondish gray.
Like,
you know?
Can tell they dye it.
Yeah, but they don't dye it. They don't flat out.
They're like, they
treat it. They finesse it. They give it a little soupçon of blonde. You
exactly.
Know? And he looks
boyishly blonde.
He looks great. He looks great.
I mean, facelift will do a hell of a job.
Vanna White looks great.
She looks great.
It's crazy. I don't like watching those shows because it brings me back to being a little kid. And for whatever reason, I mean, I have this really visceral memory of watching those shows and just being very unhappy. I don't know why. I think it was because it was like the time of day they were on.
It's exactly it, man.
Yeah,
that's
right?
That's exactly it. It was like, I get the same feeling about America's Funniest Home Videos.
Me too. And when I hear the last 4 or 5 notes of the Gracie Films jingle at the end of The Simpsons. Like the Fox part, I'm like, well, that's it. Now I gotta go.
Gotta feel like
I gotta
go to school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because you get the Sundays, man. You got a case of the Sundays. That's exactly what it is. Like, because 7:30 rolls around, like, prime time's about to start. My parents are about to watch whatever boring-ass show they want to watch, and I'm going to have to go to bed.
Yep. And to be fair, you know, pretty feral upbringing. Didn't really have a ton of that, but I think, I still recognize it as, well, the night's over.
Right.
Now it's all downhill.
Yeah.
But looking back, I mean, it's hilarious. School gets out 2:25, 3 o'clock, you know, and then you get home 3:30 or whatever. Really, I mean...
like 5 solid hours of fuck-off time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I still hate it. I still hate it. It was that impactful. I still hate it. You know, did you ever get hurt when you were a kid and you still kind of remember what it feels like?
Oh, yeah.
So you knew those were the big ones because they left an indelible, like, slice in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about Jeopardy. Yeah,
that grooves a little deeper.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. If they were to cut me like a tree, they would see a notch cut out in the middle, like, and it's still growing weird. You know, it hasn't rounded out yet on the outer rings. Mm-hmm. Is it Jeopardy? I wonder how many other people have that, like Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, where it kind of makes them feel like,
a little off.
Yeah, like ugh.
Like sometimes it's light out when it's on, sometimes it's dark out when it's on.
Yeah.
The fuck's that about, man? Why isn't it always light? Why isn't it always dark out?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point, too.
That's another good point. Because it's like it's a weird fucking time of day. Things aren't always the same at that time of day.
And everybody watches it. Like, everybody knows it. And now later, like,
The sounds are the same. Like, if you watch it, like, you literally...
This is Jeopardy.
Yeah. It could be an episode from 1985 or an episode from 2005. Who the fuck knows?
Wheel still makes the same noise. The dinging still is the same. Vanna White
looks the same. Pat Sajak
looks the same. It's like they're
Alex Trebek shaved his mustache. That's it.
And I'm still uncomfortable with it. I don't know if I liked Alex 2.0, which was, I guess, Alex 1.0 because he didn't always have the mustache. Right. But okay, Alex.
He had a beard for a while, didn't he?
Sexy Alex.
It was a good look. It was sexy. Alex. Oh yeah, absolutely. It's a very good look.
Very good look.
Very good.
Should go back to that, Alex
Trebek. I remember they used to do April Fool's Day episodes. They used to do April Fool's Day episodes where Alex Trebek would host Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. And he had to feel like such a dolt. Because Wheel of Fortune is just like the Alabama of game shows.
Right.
You know?
Well, as a kid, you didn't mind Wheel of Fortune because even though you weren't as good at it, like you could wrap your head around the concept.
Yeah, you're getting crushed on Jeopardy.
Yeah, you'd be like, I have no idea what words just came out of Alex Trebek's mouth.
The vast knowledge that you have to be a Jeopardy champion and the concept of betting and being conservative.
There's no math on top of it.
Right. It's like risk reward. There's a lot of stuff going on in Jeopardy. But yeah, as a kid, you're just, you know, it's Hangman, right? I mean,
right.
Get your head around that.
Please.
Nobody gets a cue, you idiot. Can you imagine that, like, Alex Trebek's first time he did that, and he was just like, he must have been biting the inside of his cheek the whole time, just like, oh God, these people, you know. And Pat Sajak, on the other hand, was terrified on Jeopardy.
Right.
It's like I
can't do this.
I don't know. I don't know.
And then they have fucking Celebrity Jeopardy, which is a joke. Like, that always kind of bugged me how easy it was.
Unless Burt Reynolds is on.
Oh my God.
Norm MacDonald. Unbelievable. I haven't watched one episode of SNL this year.
Dude, me neither. Like, I actually sat down and watched it. I don't know what it is.
I can't get...
Something happened this year, and I don't know what it is.
It's everything.
Like, last year, I watched every single episode.
Me too. No. Year before, I watched every single one. Last year, I didn't watch a single one. I'm a whole year behind.
I don't know why I'm not feeling it this year.
I don't know.
It's because they fired that guy before he even started.
You think so?
Maybe. Put a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't have any time. I've been trying to get on. I'm on episode 7 of Stranger Things, and I'm feeling like I think there's...
And you're even behind with that, really?
Oh, of course, yeah. That thing came out like, I don't know, 4th of July? Yeah. And it's November. It's the middle of November.
I haven't watched it either.
Yeah. I'm at the end. There's one more episode. But still, it's hard to get through it. Big Mouth. I started Big Mouth. Big Mouth? Big Mouths?
Yeah, Big Mouth.
And I'm not through that shit. Rick and Morty started last week. I'm not through that. I can't. There's
BoJack Horseman. I've watched one episode of the new season. I know you don't watch that, but I'm just saying. Like, I get it.
You feel me, don't
I understand.
Yeah. It's too much. And basketball's back on.
That's part of it, too.
Yeah,
and Disney Plus just released today.
You gonna get it?
I probably will at some point.
Yeah.
Eventually, they're gonna fucking sucker me in. I was going through life. I saw a website with a list of everything that was gonna be on there, and like a lot of it's bullshit Disney kids stuff. You know what I mean? Like, who gives a shit? But at the same time, all the Star Wars shit's on there. Apparently, The Mandalorian's just as great as everybody thought it was gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a few like shows and movies where I'm like, fuck, it would be cool to be able to watch that. Like The Simpsons is on there, but The Simpsons is on Hulu, $8. And if you get the $12.99 version of it, you get Hulu and ESPN Plus. So you're like,
I get Hulu for free with the phone.
You do, but apparently with Verizon Unlimited, you get a year free of Disney Plus. which okay. I have. Yeah. I do have Verizon Unlimited, but I don't want to add it to the account. And then a year from now, they're like, we're going to start fucking charging you. And they up the price to $20 a month. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. The death by a thousand paper cuts. I was this close to jumping off the Spectrum train and going YouTube TV, but I decided not to do it. I think I'm just going to...
Just ride this wave out.
Just ride the wave out. Whatever.
It's been doing you this well since the 80s, so...
I guess. I just don't want to... I'm so tired of it. Everything is subscription-based. I'm so tired of it. I'm so tired, man. Every day, it's $4. I get weird shit all the time. My phone gets all the alerts from my credit card, so it's like, hey, Google took $3. Yeah. I'm like, why did Google take $3? What the hell is that? I don't even know what that is, you know? All right. These, like, random charges just come out all the time. Yeah.
The fuck just happened?
Oh, I said Google. And John Legend is my Google voice.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So he was... I was talking shit about Google, and he
heard you. Great. Google just took $20. The fuck is that?
Pago Ultra Mobile. That's what searched. Oh, I said text $3. That's what I heard. I heard Google text $3, and it searched. Oh, Jesus. See,
you just sent somebody money.
This is what I'm talking about.
You just sent John Legend $3.
That's how
he doesn't need the money, Jay. Why are you sending him $3?
I don't know, man. It felt like the right thing to do in the moment.
He seems like a good guy.
He does seem like a good guy.
Yeah.
Seems like a guy I would hang out with.
Yeah.
You know?
He looks like if Arthur was a person.
It's true. It's funny. Maybe a little racist.
That wasn't my intention.
Okay. Fair. This is episode 198. And I'm not saying this to wrap up the episode at this point, but I am saying... As we dawn on episode 200, what are your hopes for the next 100 episodes? Where do you see taking the podcast into the future? Do you have a plan here?
I wasn't prepared for this question.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
Because I should have an answer is what you're saying.
Yeah, right at the tip of your brain.
Maybe I'm just enjoying the ride, Jay.
Are you?
Yeah. As we've discussed earlier, life is a journey, not a destination. So maybe we should focus on the next line. Number 300. We should focus on just, 200, then 201.
Okay. Just week by week.
Week by week. We are the New England Patriots of podcasting.
I feel like for
we're
me...
We're on to Cincinnati.
I feel like...
We're on to Cincinnati.
I don't know what that means.
There was a week where the Patriots, I think they lost, but I can't remember. It was like years ago. And Bill Belichick, they were asking him like, oh, well, in today's game, you guys didn't do this very well. And he's just like, we're on to Cincinnati. Because that's who they were playing next week. He's like, oh, we're on to Cincinnati.
Well,
we're on to Cincinnati.
That's a champion.
We're on to Cincinnati.
Yeah, all right.
We're focused on Cincinnati.
Okay, Bill. He's a champion. He's a champion, sir.
We're focused on Cincinnati.
I gotcha. Cincinnati. Okay. All right. I like that. I feel like going into this next chunk, getting past this hurdle.
Yes.
This milestone, not hurdle, milestone. Mile marker in the road.
Sure.
I've become reflective on the last 132 episodes of this that I've been involved with.
Been involved with?
170.
And like 180?
82. 182. 18, I can't remember. Sure. 182.
Yeah, whatever.
And
so 180.
I think about all of that and like where we've been.
Sure.
Where we're going. And I feel like I have not been authentic. And I think I'm going to change that going forward.
No shit.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time being your foil because it's funny.
Oh, no, it's hilarious.
And I think it's funny.
Because it's funny. What is that from? Because it's funny.
I don't know. I mean, it could be anything. You make it so easy sometimes.
Go on.
So I think in this next run, I think you're going to see... You're going to see a new me. I think you're going to see me turn a leaf and deliver a...
You're just going to bring all your what would have been Facebook comments here, aren't you?
Yeah. It's just going to be angry rantings from an old, bitter man.
Let me start off by saying...
And furthermore...
I don't normally get political, but...
Yeah.
Just other cliche... Attention, Facebook, hive mind...
Oh.
Recommendations on pizza, go.
And go.
And go.
That's the worst.
Fuck you.
And go. And go. Yep, that's brutal. Anyway, so I don't know. Right, maybe I'll just throw that whole idea away and just continue to be this pseudo dick. I had a conversation I had this conversation with Susanna once, and
Argonne Podcast's own Susanna Bourne,
and Middletown Movies' own Susanna Bourne.
And dude, the fucking security guard always checks the door and scares the shit out of
him. Did he open it?
No, he leaned in twice though.
Oh, all right. Anyway, I was having a conversation with her one time, and I said something about knowing. I don't know. I remember basically the gist of it was she was like, well, I feel like I know you pretty well because I listened to the podcast. And it scared me that she said it because I was like, that's not who I am. I am not that big of an asshole in real life. Uh-huh. I hope. So that kind of scared me. And I think it's sort of scarred me.
I get what you're saying, but there are definitely times where you speak your mind in an honest way.
Yeah,
on the podcast. So I think that comes through. Yeah. But there are definitely other times where I've had to been like, "Well, that was on the podcast. Jay doesn't actually."
Yeah.
Yeah. I have had that conversation with people before, where I've had to be like, "Well, I mean, I get why you would think that, but."
Well, good. So now I'm clarifying it for anybody that.
Great. That's good.
It's my life is a lie.
I'm a little too honest on the podcast sometimes. I think.
Yeah,
and that concerns me. That I open up a little too much, and then that I really get concerned about people thinking I'm weak, which I know is stupid, but because I really shouldn't give a shit.
You've been fighting with that thing all night. I'm glad you finally pulled the trigger.
I just fucking got rid of it. So if my peas start popping, I apologize. I there have been times where I think I'm just being like too like when I talked about like my anxiety and shit on here, and I'm like, dude, don't put that out there. People don't give a shit for one, but it makes me feel better to talk about it. So fuck it, I can do what I want. It's my podcast, right?
Yeah.
So,
yep.
But I feel like people are gonna listen to that and be like, "Oh, Sean's fucked up, man."
Yeah, but everybody is.
But they can't respond. You know what I mean? It's a one-sided conversation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That you're putting it out there.
Well, maybe it made somebody feel better.
Hopefully,
because they were like, "Oh yeah, I'm not the only crazy person," or whatever.
You know, I really hope that's the case.
Maybe
I really hope that that's the case.
Whatever. If not, who cares? Who cares?
So maybe more open and honest. Maybe more honesty all around for everybody.
Wow.
Maybe that's the New Year's resolution of
Age of Aquarius.
That's the 2020 200+ podcast.
There's a lot of twos.
There's a lot of twos.
This is the year that Derek Jeter gets inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Holy shit.
Number two. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But after the new year, well, definitely after Thanksgiving, after this whole movie thing is over, I'll be able to take a solid number two again. So that'll be cool.
Yeah.
A lot of deuces. Deuce is wild.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're going to come out with Middletown 2.
Yeah.
That's not true. The Legend of Sexy Kyle.
That'd be amazing. We just follow him after the events of Middletown,
right?
Mm. Or the prequel to Middletown, where it's
right.
Sexy Kyle's conquest of Alex.
Yeah, not so sexy Kyle.
Right, becoming sexy Kyle.
Becoming sexy Kyle was an
ugly duckling.
Oh yeah,
and then he sort of one night,
right?
He puts on that purple,
but by his own choice, not like somebody. What the fuck's that movie? Girl takes her glasses off and she's cute.
Oh, like every movie in the 90s.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And Kiss Me plays over the king. Kiss me. Fist me. And everybody goes, what?
What?
And looks over and like, who's that? These two girls are like, who's that? Like, that's Kyle.
All along.
That's Kyle?
That's not Kyle.
Yeah,
but then
the really like the chick that you're really into in the movie is like is a good person.
Yeah,
and she comes up to you and she touches your like well manicured beard and she's like, "I've always seen you," and like kiss me, and this camera like spins around with the bokeh from the party lights behind you and the hedges and you guys. Make out, but she's in the lead. She kind of gives you a little bit of a dip, but not much, not like a dramatic one, but definitely a little bit.
So you know who's in charge.
You got to fight to put your foot down because you want to bring it up. Yeah, don't do this.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's his moment.
Yeah.
That's when he Right.
That's when he comes out.
Establishes himself.
Ugly duckling days are behind him.
Henceforth will be known as Sexy Kyle.
From this day on, yeah. Who is Kirsten making out with at the party? Oh, that was Sexy Kyle. Sexy Kyle? Yeah.
Wait.
Kyle? Kyle Perkins?
What is Kyle's? Oh, that is, yeah, that is Kyle's last name.
Yeah. Look at me remembering a character name
that
I
you
wrote.
Created.
That never happens.
That I played. That I didn't. I never put two and two together because even though she says her last name,
yeah,
he doesn't. So
no, no.
It's a little insight for you. Now, if that if you were hint if that was what was keeping you from deciding whether or not to go see Middletown, and now you're like, well, I know if their last names now, I don't have to.
Yeah,
that's
my last name is Perkins. I should go and
I
see
should
this
go
movie.
See this movie.
You definitely should.
November 26th, people.
Nope.
24th?
Yep.
November 24th. Forget what I said. November 24th.
Sunday, November 24th.
Sunday at 5:30 p.m. the doors will open.
At 6 p.m. shop.
Showtime.
The movie shows.
Yes.
And I am in a bad place.
No, everything's good.
I am sick. I am exhausted. I am nervous beyond all words. But yeah. Hey, this is where I'm supposed to be. I think this is where it is. I'm going to be I'm going to be having some libations that yeah. evening.
Oh, of course.
But I do.
I will gladly drive you home.
I was thinking we should probably Uber. Right?
Sounds expensive, but it's probably not
it's
a bad
probably
idea.
It's probably like $30.
I'll look it up right now.
Okay, you look it up. I took an Uber. You look it up and I'll vamp. I took an Uber to the aforementioned town about the solar panel stuff
right.
for a party a few weeks ago. And I think it was like $30. But at first I called a taxi and asked them what their situation was. And they said it was like $65. The lady said $65. And we need it up front.
What?
Up front? Like as opposed to what?
Yeah.
What? How does it... Does this normally work?
Right.
Like you want me to come to your office and give it to you now?
Like, listen, if I'm not opposed to stiffing a cabbie, yeah. I'm not opposed to also robbing a cabbie after my drive. So
right. The hell kind of weird caveat is that? So yeah, so it was half the price. The lady was super cool. It was her first day. Uh-huh. We were her third and 15th ride that day. There and back. She was hustling.
$22.
$22 one way. Yeah. That's
and then
it.
My phone died.
Oh, nice.
Literally as I saw
$22
the price.
One way. It was splitsies. I get the way there. You get the way back. Easy. Or we can catch a ride. We can get dropped off. You know?
Oh, yeah. We could catch a ride out and then
catch a ride
figure
out.
It
and
out
then just
the way back.
Take the Uber on the way home.
It's a work night.
I'm taking the next day off.
Well, good for you.
There's no way.
You know what? I might take the morning.
You should take the morning.
I can do that. I can take the morning.
You should take the morning. You should not be worried. You worked hard on this. On like a multiple fronts, dude. You produced the movie. You have this giant part in this movie.
Listen, I appreciate what you're doing right now.
I'm just telling you, you know, you might not ever have this chance again. You should really enjoy it. I didn't want to do this here, but Sean, listen, we're going a different direction.
Ooh, fuck. I'm supposed to say that to other people. That's my position here.
Your position. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Fuck.
It'll be fun. We should do that. And then,
yeah, I'm happy with you. On
then
that
we
one.
Can be when we can be dumb together.
Yeah,
we can be dumb together.
So dumb
together. And everybody, and that's the other thing is everybody that is involved in this is used to seeing you as the responsible person of reason
right.
in our relationship.
Right, but not that. Night.
You don't have to. You can cash in your chips, bruh.
I'd like to exchange these, please.
Yeah. Cash. That's what we should start at the casino.
That's not a terrible idea.
No.
Because then what? We lose some money? Who cares? We're going to our fucking movie premiere.
Yeah,
we're
man.
Excited. Or maybe we win some money. Guess what? Drinks on us.
Drinks on us. Ooh, I like this.
We should check with the bar in the back and make sure they're going to be open.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, listen, are you guys open late? And they'll be like, not really. And we'll be like, listen, we got like 10, 20 people coming now.
It won't even
like,
be that late. The movie will be out
oh,
by
yeah,
8 o'clock.
That's right. The movie starts at fucking 6.
6, yeah. We're out at
so
8.
We'll be out of there by 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
8-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And by the time you locate me from behind a toilet in a
right
in one of the hallways, you know, hiding.
You left the theater twice during the last premiere.
I left it twice. Yeah.
And I was like, God damn it, will you just fucking stay in your seat?
Yeah.
And then I fucking found you. And then we went up to the catwalk
we
and we're like,
yeah,
I look at all these people.
Yeah, that was cool.
We were like fucking Mufasa and Simba.
Someday, Sean, this will all be yours.
Everything the light touches.
Yeah. Except for those elephant graveyards over there.
That's ignore that.
Yeah, that's where the other filmmakers from Schenectady are from.
It's Utica.
Utica, right, yeah. This is all yours till Utica.
Till Utica.
Yeah, and as far south as Poughkeepsie.
And then other people make movies out there.
Yeah. I have to, I'm going to play the thing because I have to go home and build a hobo cat shelter tonight because it's going to be very cold.
And that's awfully sweet of you.
I went and bought a cooler, like an actual Coleman cooler, big one. And I had to find straw. I found that at a store that sells straw. I didn't even know that they had a place like that. But evidently, some pets use it for bedding. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
Pets use it for bedding. I didn't know. So I got a bale. It comes in bales.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know I shouldn't lift it over my head when I was leaving, so it all went right down my shirt.
All over you.
And it was real itchy for the rest of the day, but I'm doing good things. I'm going to go home, and I'm going to cut a hole in a cooler. And
it's like one of those styrofoam coolers?
No, it's like a plastic cooler. Like, it's like a real, like, you know, keep your shit cold for the duration.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you're going to cut a hole in the side of it?
Yeah. Cut a hole in the side of it.
For the cat.
Yeah, entrance for the cat.
No, I get it, yeah. You're going to come out there and there's a raccoon in there. What's going
to
happen.
Could be a raccoon. Well, listen, it's up to him to defend his property.
Right.
I mean, I can't
You're providing the space. That's all you can do.
You got to do that shit.
Yeah.
He didn't do shit about that groundhog, but I mean, whatever.
He's an old cat.
Gary is an old, sick cat, but hopefully...
Yeah.
I can't, you know, my conscience is already... Just destroyed.
Middle Tour. I didn't know if you wanted to talk about it.
Let's do it. Let's do it quick.
All right. Turn the thing down a little bit, I guess.
Okay.
Very good. We're talking about taking this bitch on the road. Middletown, the movie that you've been hearing about for over a year now.
Yeah.
And after we premiere this bitch in a couple weeks at Proctor's Theater... Probably should have mentioned that. Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, 5:30. Free admission.
Free 99.
Just bring yourself and your friends. And if you can't come, tell somebody that will come. After the next spring or summer, we're talking about taking this thing on the road to all of the middle towns in the Northeast. We're talking New York, obviously, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New Jersey, Delaware, I believe, Virginia, Pennsylvania. We got this whole thing mapped out, and we want to take this thing on the road. We want to show people that you can make a good fucking movie for no money as long as everybody works hard.
Yeah.
And you find somebody that wants to do it. As we've said for years now, if you don't want to work for free, then don't. However, if you still want to make something for free, do it.
Yeah.
I think that's a reasonable thing to say.
So we want to bring the proof that's it.
We want to prove that, you know.
And we want to bring our pudding
hard
around.
Work is its own reward.
Yeah.
That sounds shitty.
I know that there are
people out there that hear that and go, fuck these guys. This is just me being defensive, but I don't care.
I know.
I don't care. Come check it out. We're going to be taking this thing on tour. More information about that will be coming out
after the premiere.
There are ways you can help. So we're gonna tour the Northeast with Middletown, and we're gonna premiere it in a couple weeks. It's gonna be fucking awesome.
Yeah, man. 12 days.
12 days. Tell your friends.
Hey, kid. Tell your friends.
Tell your friends. What day is it? Sir, it's Christmas Day.
What is that?
Is that goose still for sale in the shop window?
I don't know what you're doing right now.
Never mind.
Should I know this?
Christmas Carol. At the end of Christmas Carol. And
Scrooge
is like, boy! Fetch the goose from the market, or whatever he says.
Because he was all changed, and he was going
to... He is a changed man, but he's still ordering kids around in the cold.
Well, kids don't count. Dickensian England.
Right, yeah, who gives a fuck? Here's a farthing.
Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad you're here. I really am.
Jesus Christ. Hey, yeah. Tell you what, Jay, it was good for me.
It's great for me.
Awesome.